Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Ultimate Wave, was written by James Banks. People love doing the wave. At sporting events and concerts around the world, it begins when a few people stand and raise their hands. A moment later, those seated beside them do the same. The goal is to have one sequential flowing movement work its way around the entire stadium. Once it reaches the end, those who started it smile and cheer and keep the movement going. The first recorded incident of the wave occurred at a professional baseball game between the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees in 1981. I love joining in the wave because it's fun, but it's also occurred to me that the happiness and togetherness we experience while doing it is reminiscent of the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus that unites believers everywhere in praise and hope. This ultimate wave started over 20 centuries ago in Jerusalem. Writing to the members of the church in Colossae, Paul described it this way: "The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it." The natural result of this good news is faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for us in heaven. As believers in Jesus, we're part of the greatest wave in history. Keep it going. Once it's done, we'll see the smile of the one who started it all. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Now let's pray. It's amazing, Lord, the wave you began over 2,000 years ago continues to build and build even today. We are reminded of what the author of the book of Acts wrote: "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." And your salvation is still being brought to the ends of the earth today. Lord, may we faithfully play our part in the continuance of this wave in the lives of those around us, so that no one would reach the end of their life without knowing you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.